Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 building dedication meetings hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
And the Lord told Kenneth E. Hagin, it would behoove you if you would learn about the glory, if you would get every scripture in the Bible about the glory of God. So he did. Now, he didn't have a computer where he could just, you know, punch a little thing and get all the places where glory is. He had to look it up from his concordance. And he got them all out. He had them typed. Probably too early for you to type them, Shelley. But he got them all typed out. And then the Lord, he had this little Bible case. You remember that Bible case, Patrick, his little leather Bible case? And he had his Bible in there. And he took all those scriptures and he put them back in the holding part of that Bible case. And I would watch him. He'd sit up there on the platform. And then when the Spirit would move upon him, and I could watch it, you know, I knew how to watch him. And he'd get that out and he'd start reading those scriptures on the glory. And he would start in the Old Testament. You know, he would start where the glory of God came down on Mount Sinai. And it was all together on a fire. And then he'd read about when the glory filled the tabernacle. And Moses couldn't get in because of the glory. And then he'd read about the temple. And how the temple was filled with the glory of God. And sometimes he'd get over there to the New Testament. Because he'd just start and go all the way through. And sometimes he'd get over there to Stephen. When Stephen was preaching, you know. And he looked up, and they were stoning him. And he looked up, and he saw the heavens open, and he saw the glory of God. And someplace in all of that preaching, back in the back, a glory cloud would start to come in. It would start to roll. And I could tell when it was coming, because you could tell it from Brother Hagin's face. And he would step back, because he didn't want to get caught in it. Strange things happened to people that got caught in it. Yes. Strange things. And most often it would like pick them up and maybe throw them down and do all kinds of things to them. It was just marvelous. So I am teaching the Sunday school class, going to go from Genesis on, you know, and teach the story of the Bible. But also I'm looking up all the scriptures on the glory. Because I thought, if it would behoove him to look up all the scriptures in the glory, it would behoove me. So I look up all the scriptures on the glory. And I got a revelation of that glory. I got a revelation of it. Even with visions. He even showed me visions. To me, it's been a long time coming. Because I've been looking for it a long time. But now I know it's right here at hand. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, at this time, we're down out of the choir loft. And we're over in one half. I know Virgil and Barbara are there. At least Barbara was. I'm not sure about you yet, but I don't know if you had come in or not yet. Huh? Yeah. So anyway, I'm there teaching every Sunday. And we open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Because we're going to start there. And by the time I got through with this, I was convinced that the Bible is the story of the glory. Yes, so let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the Old Testament, every time you see the word heaven, it's always plural. In the New Testament, it can be plural or singular, but in the Old Testament, it's always plural. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, no one could have put so succinctly what is in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What is not in Genesis 1:1 is Genesis 1:2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God did not create the earth with darkness any part of it. There's a great amount of time that transpires between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. However long true science requires. If it's billions of years, then it's billions of years. Because we know this for sure because of what Genesis 1:2 says in the Hebrew. I did not know how to study Hebrew at the time. I learned some things about it. For one thing, I learned about this pre-Adamic civilization from Kenneth Hagin. He has it in his book, The Triumphant Church, if you want to read more about it there. I have it in my book, The Blood and the Glory. But Genesis 1:2 says, and the earth was without form and void. That word was can be translated, it's used throughout Genesis, and it can be translated became. And the earth became without form and void. Now, without form and void, that right there doesn't sound too good, does it? Too wonderful. But in the Hebrew, you know exactly what that means. In the Hebrew, the words are tohu va bohu. Tohu va bohu. And tohu means in Hebrew formless, confusion, unreality, emptiness, chaos, waste. God did not create the earth formless, confused, unreality, emptiness, chaos, and waste. Bohu means emptiness. He did not create a chaotic emptiness in this earth. God, we know he didn't because of two scriptures. One of them is Deuteronomy 32:4. He is, you don't have to turn there, I'll read it to you. He is the rock. His work is perfect. Anything God makes is perfect. With him, there's no darkness at all, not even a shadow of turning. How can it be dark upon all the face of his creation that he just did? His work is perfect. Psalm 111:3 says, his work is honorable and glorious. Anything he ever did, anything he ever created is glorious. So the earth became tohu va bohu. The earth became a chaotic wasteland. And it was in that situation until the day that the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the waters. If you want to understand tohu va bohu, you let the Bible interpret the Bible. And there are other places in the Bible where tohu and bohu are written. And one of them is Isaiah 45:18. And I do want you to turn there. Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith Jehovah that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it. He created it. He created it not in vain. That word is tohu. He created it not tohu. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Jehovah and there's none else. He did not create it. He's telling you right here that he did not do what happened in Genesis 1:2. He did not create it a formless, chaotic wasteland. When he formed it, he formed it to be inhabited, and it was inhabited. It was inhabited by what Bullinger calls the world that then was a pre-Adamic civilization. Now, another place that tohu vabohu is used is in, probably this is right there in your center reference column if you have a reference. It's Jeremiah chapter 4:23. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible interprets the Bible. All you have to do is know Hebrew. Bless the Lord. No, you can look up vain. But here it is, and you can use the Strong's, and it will tell you this same thing. God let the prophet Jeremiah look back at the earth at the time the earth became tohu vabohu. Jeremiah 4:23. I beheld the earth, and lo, it became tohu vabohu, without form and void. The Hebrew here is tohu vabohu. Jeremiah got to watch the day that it became tohu vabohu. The heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heaven were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities were broken down. What broke down the cities? What took away all life? The presence of the Lord by his fierce anger. What was it? Look at this, what happened. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. It became tohu vabohu. The heavens had no light. All light left. When the light left, the life left. Now, in this, what Peter called the world that then was, back in that world is all the dinosaurs and all the remains that they're finding today. If I find the bones of something 2 million years old, it can be, because it was a part of the pre-Adamic civilization, which we're going to find out was this area that we're in right now, this earth. The first ruler over it was the Archangel Lucifer. And it was that pre-Adamic civilization. But he watched. And from this civilization, when civilizations go so bad, you should read about, of course, Sodom and Gomorrah. But you could also read about some of the other civilizations that have disappeared. There comes a time when the cup gets full.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.